In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Welcome back to another one of yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. What's goody, people? What's goody, man? Yeah, that was ghetto gospel. Yeah, that thing fire, you heard? But I don't even want to talk about that fuck music, you heard? I want to talk about how Young Gyro try to divert our attention, our energy, from what's really going on. See, because they want us to lose focus. And our main concern is what's going on with the donation money from that YouTube lawsuit that was a scam to begin with. You told the black community and all of those that support you, if they donate and help you raise the $250,000, you would either one, double their money up, or two, you would be transparent and allow your donors to vote on a nonprofit you would give the money to. You haven't did neither. You voluntarily dismissed the YouTube lawsuit quietly. Quietly. You never came on camera and told your followers and those that donated money that you dismissed the lawsuit. You was asking for more money after you dismissed the lawsuit. Got his segment. Have receipts. Have receipts. Sold energy. Have receipts. These queens have actual receipts, documentation that show when you filed, where you filed, the dates of the hearing, when you voluntarily dismissed it. You taking all this donation money, throwing it in your followers' face. That shit is foul, man. That shit is foul. If it wasn't for the YouTube lawsuit, I wouldn't have made my first video about Farrah. Wasn't thinking about this nigga. I respect the grind. I respect the hustle. I respect whatever it is. But as a black man, I cannot allow another black man, anybody, to eat off the backs of my people using lies and deception. The appearance of goodwill, public service. What? No, that's not what we doing. That's a Umar Johnson. That's a Brother Polite. That's a Dr. Boyce Watkins. You see, the motherfuckers in the black conscious community, or you got these fucking Oreo cookies like Boyce running around selling fake educational courses. Like, that type of shit is going on. Like, why? We ain't doing that. You talking about you selling Donald Trump evidence against Joe Biden. What? You got crimes Joe Biden committed? What? You got evidence that he stole the election? What? You got evidence that Joe Biden's son committed crimes? What do you have? Joe Biden was thoroughly investigated. Donald Trump himself enacted investigations on Joe Biden and his son. When William Barr was the head of the Justice Department, Donald Trump gopher. What are you talking about? What? The FBI investigated it. The head of the Justice Department did its own independent investigation. What are you talking? What evidence? Now, you want black people to believe into this bullshit too. You want us to feed into this bullshit too. Only to take our fucking attention off of your bullshit. But why? But why? You don't want us talking about your court dates, because everything leads back to this YouTube lawsuit you do not want to discuss. That's a fact. Niggas is tired of it. Niggas is tired of you. That's a fact. This shit is whack, B. Motherfuckers should keep tolerating this shit, keep putting up with it, my nigga. You ain't somewhere scamming no Fortune 500 company. You ain't swindling no motherfucking corporation out of fucking millions and bringing it back to the hood, feeding the people. You not on no Robin Hood shit, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You stealing from us. Then you get in front of the camera with all this goofy ass shit. It's wrong, my nigga. You violating, and you know it, because you a smart nigga. That's a fact, bro. If you got to get up off your ass to go get a job, bro, then go do that. Go do that. But a nigga don't see no legitimate source of income, bro, outside of your speaking engagements here and there, if you get paid for those appearances, bro. That's tangible, bro, especially if it's documented, especially in video format. You go to a institution or facility or whatever, and you speak. That's documented. That can be shown if you got paid for that. That's easily. But all this other frivolous shit, bro, it's donations. Donations, bro. It's donations. Trump evidence. Come on, man. Niggas ain't goofy, bro. Take that shit somewhere else, man. Got real niggas in Buffalo looking bad, man. Benny the Butcher, what up, man? I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. Please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.